Yes, indeed.
Look at that. We are right here today on Daf Samach Beis, and unfortunately, we can't have our own sab starting off with a rousing Zakter Helik Mishnah because there isn't one. But there will be. There will be very soon. Be'ezrat Hashem.
Now, the truth is that this next word, Ihachi, is taken out by the Gra and doesn't appear in many of the Rishonim because it's really not a direct result of anything that we've just discussed. Remember that we did begin with an analysis of the issues of the Psukim in Arachim, where we had on the one hand a miut of a Dekochavim from Dabrel B'nai Yisrael, only B'nai Yisrael and not Akum, and yet on the other hand we had a ribui that Ish tells us, Ish Kiaf Neder Berkecha, is even an Ovei Kochavim. We resolved the problem by saying that the Ovei Kochavim cannot create the Erech, but the Ovei Kochavim can be the object of a Jew's Erech. The question the Gemara raises now is, looking back on that pasuk, the truth is that even without the word Ish, we already know as if it's written Ish. And therefore, as the Gemara, Ish ki yafli neder ba'arachim, which is written ba'arachim, lomali, what is the point of writing Ish when Ish is a given? Why was it a given? Michte. Consider for a moment that ha'it kish arachim le'nedarim. Remember that arachim are directly compared in the pasuk to nedarim. The Yomar Kra Ish ki yafli neder be'erkecha. Since it says, therefore, yafli neder be'erkecha, tells us right off the bat that whatever the constraints are on Nedarim, that's exactly the way we should understand Arachim. Now, by Nedarim, we're told, Vatanya Gabi Nedarim, where it does say Ish, Ma Talmud Lomar, why does it say, by Nedarim, Ish, Ish mi Beit Yisrael, and so forth, Asher Yakriv Korbanot, L'chol Nidehem, L'chol Nidvotam, remember we dashed this earlier yesterday, to teach us Le'olah, that the goy can only bring an olah. But the point is, it does say there ish ish. So it tells us twice the rabot et ovdei kochavim shem nadrim nedarim nedavot ki Yisrael. This teaches us that they too are able to create korbanos. Now, since we also have a hekesh from nedarim to arachim, we now know that the ish that applies to neder applies indeed also to arachim, which means that goyim should be included in arachim, without even requiring the word Ish to tell me. And I will now, basically, be able to make my own judgment about where the miut is the miut. Whereas are we saying that B'nai Yisrael only as opposed to Akum? And where are we saying Ish, Ish, even Akum? But we don't need the pasuk Ish that appears separately in the Parsha of Arachin, other than the Ish that appears by Nedarim. So therefore, my question is, Ish ki afli, that pasuk that says Ish ki afli ba'arachin lamali. Therefore, says the Gemara, you know what? Deep down, we knew that all along. Ella, the truth is, you're right. We do not really learn from the word Ish as it appears in the Parsha of Arachim, what we said we learned. We learn it out from the Ish that appeared in the Parsha of Nedarim that is applied to Arachim. As far as the extra Ish ki yafli that does occur in the Parsha of Arachim, that's coming to tell me something else. That's coming to tell me, Biboy lelatim mufla somuch le'ish. That Taberel b'nei Yisrael Ish, I would have known if it said Taberel b'nei Yisrael, every person who is already in his legal majority. But how about if he's still a minor? Therefore, Ish comes to expand that we're ready to include even those who are minors, as long as Kiafli, as long as they know to whom they are speaking. In other words, they know of what they speak when they make a neder. That's called a mufla somufli Ish that we've mentioned many, many times before throughout the Masechus Nedarim and in Nezer as well. So therefore comes to teach me that even a child, a male of 12 years old, or a female of 11 years old, who understands the meaning of a neder, can be noder. Ask the Gemara, that's all very nice, but only if, you're right. If you hold that there exists such a halakha d'oraita, then it's very nice to find the makor here in the pasuk for it. But if you consistently maintain, l'man d'omar d'rabbanan, that the whole din of Mufla Samach Le'ish is not really D'oraita, it's an extension of the din of Nedarim D'oraita, which is only D'rabbanan, obviously they can't be using a pasuk to tell me something when they don't believe it comes from a pasuk. What then do these shitot do with Ish ki yafli? Ish ki yafli lamali? To which the Gemara answers, they're coming to tell me, La'tuye Mufla Samach Le'ish Dovid Kochavim. That even a goy who is 12 years old, who knows about the nature of Nedarim, that such a guy can go ahead and be noder to Hegdash, and, strangely, it appears to be saying, can be Ma'arich. Now, of course, this is a bit strange because even Yisrael, we just said, is a mufla samach leish is on the drabbanan. So how the heck could a mufla samach leish be diuraita? Don't worry about the fact that we've just finished saying that a mufla samach, that even a goy who's a godol, rather, cannot be marich. So obviously a goy who's a kotten cannot be marich. We'll talk about that in a moment. But how could the goy be better off than a Yisrael? But the truth is that's not really much of a question. Because the concept of kotan v'godol as defined in puberty is halacha l'moshe m'sinai, which is a shiur in the dinim of Yisrael. This idea, however, is irrelevant when it comes to the akum. There's not going to be any bal yachal devaro that will kick in at a particular moment or any of the other elements of the nedarim. And therefore, it makes sense for the pasuk to tell us, look, if we're going to include the nedarim of a goyim, then there is one criterion, and that is he shall note of what he speaks. So if he's able to define what the lashon of his neder is, and what it is that a neder means to him, and why it is that he considers a neder binding, and that he recognizes that there is a God to whom he binds it, and so on, then he can be ma'arich. There's only one problem, of course, is the Gemara. But I thought that actually a goy cannot even make a neder even if he is a gadol, and if he's 20 years old. So he nichal aman di amar. So the truth is that all along we've been fooling you all a bit, because if we had remembered our Gemara and Tbura, we would have remembered that the drasha that we took as gospel's truth all along here was that only a Yisrael can be ma'arich, but a goy can be even ne'arach, happens to be the shita of Rabbi Meir in Tbura. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's exactly the opposite. B'nei Yisrael can be ne'arach, can be the object of an erachin, but cannot be. But a goy cannot be. A goy, however, can be the one who makes the erech. So this is a machlokas in Temura. And by saying a moment ago that we'll include even a child who is a goy, obviously we are going aliba to Rabbi Yehuda. Not the way we've consistently been talking about the drasha from Erech, which is aliba to Rabbi Meir, because if even an older goy can't be marech, certainly a muflis amuklish can't be marech. By the way, just to take a moment, a tangential look at the machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, the issue over there revolves around the fact that the miut and the ribui are not defined in the pasuk. On the one hand, the pasuk is telling us include akum. On the other hand, it's telling us don't include akum. So we have to use our brains to figure out in which elements are we to include and which elements are we not to. So there is the machlokas of Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, if you want to know which is more inclusive, the ones who are ma'arich or the ones who are ne'arach. Consider for a moment the ne'arach is something that seems to be inclusive. So that it's inclusive only of every well-defined sexual gender. But it is very inclusive, you're right, even a child, even a ben chodesh. But suppose someone is not well-defined in gender. Suppose that person is a tumtum or an androgynous, is excluded. Mashenkein, if it comes to making the neder, your sexual identity is absolutely meaningless, and even a tumtum vandrogonus would be included. And therefore, it makes more sense to say that the more inclusive set is the ones of those who make the neder, and therefore it should include akum, as Rabbi Meir is saying. Well, I mean, let's look at it the other way. There is no problem with them being the object of an erechin, but they certainly cannot be ma'arif. Which case, that means the Torah is more limiting and more demanding in its criteria when it comes to defining who can be a ma'arich than who can be a ne'arach. So if the Torah on the one hand is telling us that there's something that's inclusive by erachin, the inclusive part would be those who are ne'arachin, not the ones who are ma'arichin. So this was the machlokas there in Temura, and we were basically prejudiced from the beginning of this parak to speaking of erachin only through the eyes of Rabbi Meir. At this point, we're saying, well, on the contrary, you've just showed me that a mufla somach leish who is a goy is actually able to be ma'arich, and that's a great chiddush. The problem is, it only works out according to the drosha as Rabbi Yehuda has it, which is the opposite of the way we've been learning it. So, hey, nichol aman di amar. So if you go according to Rabbi Yehuda, who understands that the miut of Bnei Yisrael is vis-a-vis the ne'arachin, who's the object of the erech, that Bnei Yisrael are ne'arachin, that im le'ovdei kochavim ne'arachin. And then when we say, and what about the ish, that's to address the question of yochol lo yu ma'arichin. You might think they also can't be the ones who create the neder of the erech, talmud lomar, ish to be marba. So then this is better. This is works out great, Shapir, because now it's coming to tell me, not only are we marba the goy, we're even marba a young goy, who would not be included in the dorm that Yisrael would make, sense, Shapir.
The problem is the way we've been learning it all along, the Laman Diyom, according to Rabbi Meir, that the Goy is the one who's Ne'arach, not the one who's Ma'arich, and he learns, B'nei Yisrael Ma'arichin, Ve'ino Avdei Kochavim Ma'arichin. And then we ask, Yochol Lo Yun Ne'arachin, you might think that can't even be the object of an Erech Tamud Lomar Ish. So we learn out, therefore, that we have a Rivui for Erechin, that we learn out from the Dorim, from the Ish, but what do we do with the Ish that applies there? We can't possibly say that what it comes to tell me that even a mufla somuch leish is also able to be the object of a neder. That's ridiculous. I mean, even a 1-month-old infant is able to be the object of a neder. There'd be no point in giving me this great chiddush that a yafli, somebody with somuch leish can also be the object. That can't be it. Afilu tinok ben chodesh bar iruchehu, says the Gemara. There'd be no meaning to ish because even an infant can be a ne'erach, and therefore, what is the point of the Pasuk Ishki Yafli that appears over here in the Parsha, necessarily in the Parsha of Erechin, after it's already appeared in the Parsha of Nedarim? Answers the Gemara, Om Rabbana Barava, it's talking about Ishki Yafli, is Lad Tuye, Ovet Kochavim Gadol, the Afagav the Gadolu, if Eno Yodea Lahaflot, he cannot be Ma'arich. Now, one way of understanding this, I mean, on the surface, of course, it makes no sense at all, because we're talking about Erechin. And by Erechin, even if the Ovid Kochavim is a Gadol who is Yodea Lahaflos, he wouldn't be able to be Ma'arich. I thought we're going according to the Mandi Amar, who says, as we've been saying all along, he can't be Ma'arich. So what in the world could the Gemara be saying? So Tosfos understands that what the Gemara is trying to say over here is that La'atuye, of course, La'atuye over here means to include, meaning to include in the list of exceptions, not to include, meaning to allow him to make an eder, but to exclude, therefore, an Ovid Kochavim Gadol who doesn't know how to be mafla, meaning he doesn't know clearly to whom it is that he's being noder, that such an individual, obviously it doesn't have any meaning here in the context of Erechin, because even if he would know, he wouldn't be included. We just learned that from Bnei Yisrael. But we have, of course, the mechanism of Im Eino Inyan, that since this thing has no meaning in the context of Erechin, let's apply it back to the Sugya of Nedarim. And therefore, we now know that even though it does say ish by Nedarim, and that it included an akum, we now know from Erechin that yes, it may include akum, but what kind of akum? Only one who is aware of what it is that he is saying and understands to whom it is that he's noder. So that is one possibility. The problem is, of course, it's missing the main point here, is that the Imenu Inyan is that it's an actual application back to Nedarim. Another explanation is that being as there are two types of abilities to be neder when it comes to the Yisrael, that includes a Yisrael who knows of what he speaks. And when we say know of what it speaks, it means that when we ask him, why do you think a neder should be binding? He says, because God gave us a parsha of Nedarim, and when I say that something is holy, I mean that it's holy in the context of the presence of a reality. And there's another neder, which is made by Yisrael, who doesn't know of what he speaks. Namely, you ask him, so what's that neder mean to you? And he says, nedarim to me are all a matter of human integrity. So we say, well, human integrity is basically something that exists within the solipsistic bubble of your own mind. It's because you think that it's integral to keep this neder that you're going to keep it. And therefore, it doesn't bind you, and binding means to something that is objectively identifiable. So I might think that such a thing is not included by Yisrael. We have ribui that it is included. Now, if we're coming to be mamayit, the goy, from the erechin, then I need two separate miyutim, points out the Rosh. Because if I only said one, I would have said, okay, so now we know that a gadol needs to know what he speaks. He needs to be mafli properly in order to make it. But how do we know that even if he does know, he's excluded? Therefore, we need this pasuk plus the other pasuk to end up telling me the same thing. The ish ki yafli means he has to know of what he speaks. And then the Yisrael is that only a Yisrael and even a goy who knows of what he speaks is excluded. Because of this is a completely different approach. It also has a weakness. The weakness is that Bepashtas B'nai Yisrael versus Goy means irrelevant of whether he knows of what he speaks or not, even without this extra pasuk. But, okay, at least we can figure out what to do with this extra word. Now, once we already started describing the issue
when it comes to Arachin and why it is that we didn't learn out the Ish that was used in Arachin, why we didn't learn it out from the Dorim, we want to turn our attention now to Nizirut. Because when it comes to Nizirut, the Torah stresses the din of Kiyafli. It says, Ish, O Isha, Kiyafli, Lindor Neder, Nozila Hazila Hashem. Now you'll notice that in that pasuk, Lindor Neder, Nozila Hazir, there's obviously a hekesh of Inyonim of Nadorim to Inyonim of Nizirut, correct? So then asks the Gemara, Ela Kiyafli, that appears by the parsha of Nizirut, the Katav Rachman Agabi Nizirut Lamali. What would be the point of mentioning Kiyafli? Michte, Ha'itkash Nizirut O Nidorim. It says Lindor Neder Nozil Hazir. So now I know that the word Lafli, which appears by Nedorim, well, not exactly by Nedorim, it really appears by Arachin, the pasuk that we've just been talking about, Ish Kiyafli Neder Berkecha. Ah, but it does say it in the context of Neder Berkecha, which compares Arachin to Nedorim. So for all intents and purposes, it says Kiyafli by Nedorim. And it also says that a Nazirus is a form of a Nedorim, Lindor Neder Nozil Hazir. So therefore, even if I hadn't mentioned Kiyafli, it's already pretty clear to me what the meaning is when I talk about a Nazir. It means somebody who was mafli. So if that's the case, Kiyafli, that does appear by Nazir, Kiyafli, Lindor Neder Nozil Hazir, what the heck is it needed for, Lomali? So in other words, having completed our analysis of the extra words that could have been learned out of a hekesh from Nedorim to the Parsha of Erechin, we now ask also the hekesh that could have learned out other words directly to Nizirut from Erechin via Nedorim. Nizirut, Nedorim! And we know that Nedorim are already learned directly from the din of Erechin. And indeed, there is other gersos which say, add in the words over here, the Arachin le-Nedorim. And by Arachin it says, Kiyafli Neder Berkecha. So then that means, it now says Kiyafli. So why does it have to say Kiyafli? Kiyafli Lamali, says the Gemara, Kiyafli Lamali is La'atuye Yadayim She'inan Mochichot. Now, gentlemen, there is a lot of confusion in the coming Girsa'ot. Because, again, let's not look in and try to think logically what would this mean. Remember, we've been using latuye in two ways. Latuye to include in the list of exclusions, or latuye in a simple sense, to include, meaning that that too is included in the parsha of being able to make a nazir. Those two possibilities still exist. Kiyafli, if you think about it, can be used in either way. Because kiyafli could be saying that even though we have an additional level of making a Nazirus, which is to just say the first part, ehe, let's say. You didn't say the word Nazir, but that's considered to be a Yadayim. Is that true only where it's absolutely clear from the context, which is called Yadayim Mochichot? Or is it true even if it's Yadayim She'eno Mochichot? Comes along now Kiyafli to say, yes. Well, it could say either direction. Kiyafli could be saying, well, look, I may be including Yadayim, but I mean they better be clear, Kiyafli. Or it could mean, well, I said Kiyafli once, and you think that that means that you have to be absolutely clear. Well, I'm adding, that was by the Erech, and that's applied here. I'm going to add a Kiyafli to make it clear that you don't have to be absolutely clear. This too is Kiyafli. So in other words, I have a broader sense of Kiyafli, which means I have lower standards of Kiyafli. So how do we look at it? So there's two very different approaches to the sugya. Those two approaches gave rise to two completely different Girsa'ot. Because of the different Girsa'ot, we also got confused in the Girsa'ot of who holds what. Because there was no way to work out the sugya, and therefore people who were learning the sugya reversed the shitot that the Gemara brings in order to make it work out according to the way that they're going to think. Because it says, hey, nicha aliba de x. But the problem is, if x holds the opposite that you think is hey, nicha, you change x to y. So therefore, we'll go through the sugya again with the various gears. Oh, but the idea is clear. There's nothing to get confused about. Either we're broadening the kiyafli, which is lowering the standards, or we're broadening the standards, which is lowering the number of members of the set. And then the Daim Sheino Mochichot would not be included. That's all that it involves. So therefore comes along the Gemara to say, De'itma, Yadayim She'enan Mochichot, Abaya Omer Havin Yadayim, if the context is not absolutely clear, and the statement, therefore, being dependent on context, as Yadayim always is, whether the context is sort of like the way that a brain fills in a vision, it fills in a statement, or the context is entirely external, and Nazir's walking in front of you, and you say, ahe. But whatever the Yadayim that we're referring to are, Abaya says, if they're not absolutely clear, they're still called Yadayim. And Rava says, no. If they're not absolutely clear, then lo havin Yadayim. So now,
The pasuk is coming to tell me kiyafli to include yadayim she'ena mokichot, or to include in the exclusions yadayim she'ena mokichot, which therefore leads to the following statement. That's all very nice if you hold abaye yitznecha. So abaye who holds that yadayim she'ena mokichot are yadayim, that's all very sweet. Now obviously that girsa is understanding that we're being marchiv the meaning of what yadayim are included. So la tuye means kipshuto, to include even yadayim she'enan mokichot, and therefore, according to Abaye, it works out well. But according to the other lashon that says that the latuye means over here to include in the list of exclusions, then this doesn't make any sense at all, because it would only work out if you hold yadayim she'enan mokichot lo havin yadayim. Therefore, there is a girsa that switches it and says, hey, nicha l'rov. The problem is that because of that, there are those who switch the shitas of Abaye of a rov. So then they have to switch it back to this way, to make it work out with Ayinich Rava, to say Rava would hold the opposite of what he holds. So you can see it's a little bit of a confusion. But we can include either approach. So in other words, Ayinich Abaya, if you hold Abaya, holds Yadayim She'enan Mokichot, lo havin yadayim, the opposite of what it says over here, or Ayinich Rava. And it's just a question of not saying Ayinich Abaya. So Elal Abaya, then we would read it, my Ikala Mimar. What would you do, the Kiyafli, if you don't want to expand your list of exclusions? Or if you don't want to expand the standards, what would it be? Elakiyafli would come to tell me something completely different, which is something that we met earlier in the surprising case, where somebody says, I will be an Azir if there's 100 kur in this pile, and the pile disappears. Or we get into an argument. One guy says, I'll be an Azir if that guy is who you think it is, or who I think it is. The other guy says, oh yeah, well I'll be an Azir if he is the guy that you think he is, or vice versa. And then the guy who's coming turns around, they never do find out who he is. So according to, if you hold Kipshashnas, you have a Sofek Naziris, and they're both Nazirim. But if you hold that Kiyafli is a new standard, which is Rabbi Tarfon Shita that we met earlier, then what it would be saying is, forget about the language. The question is, the result. Kiyafli has to mean that we can interpret your statement into an immediate impact. Being as we have no idea what your statement actually means in reality, because we simply lack the data, that can never be a nizirut. So according to Rabbi Tarfon, by definition, neither of them are nizirut. If I entered into a situation where my words have no meaning because the data will be missing, then forget about what I attempted to say, it doesn't work. That's a new meaning of kiyafli. So that I wouldn't know from the case of kiyafli that I had by Erechim. So therefore comes along, Richie! Comes along the Torah to add a new standard by Naziris. This statement has to be effective because we know what the conditions were. And that's a new din of Kiyafli, and that's Rabbi Tarfon Shita, that it's Elon Nitna Nazirut, that it's the Tanya, that's Mibai like Rabbi Tarfon, the Tanya Rabbi Yudam, Rabbi Shum, Rabbi Tarfon, in the case where we never do find out who the guy was, Ein Echad Miyam Nazir, official Elon Nitna Nazirut, Ela La Hafla'a. It needs to be clear, we need to be able to get the data. Okay, very nice. But you can't tell me that a pasuk is coming for Rabbi Tarfon without explaining to me, and if you don't hold a Rabbi Tarfon, what is the pasuk coming for? I mean, so you haven't addressed really all of your possibilities, because hey, Nikol Rabbi Tarfon, according to Rabbanan, who don't hold that you require Hafla'a for Nizirut. And it's actually a suffix like other Sveikas. So then what in the world is this Kiyafli for if they also hold that Yadayim Sheino Melchikot Lo Havin Yadayim, or Havin Yadayim, depending on how we understood the previous drasha? It's certainly very conceivable that somebody could not hold of Rabbi Tarfon and also hold that we can't use it for Yadayim She'enan Mokichot. So what does he do with it? Ah, Mivoylei L'Kidatanya, there is in fact a third possibility. And that is the famous discussion in Chagiga about Heter Nedarim. The Mishnah claims that Heter Nedarim Porchim Ba'avir Ve'en Lehem Mamash Yismoch, that we find there are certain things in the Torah that we take as central to our system through the Torah Sheba'al Peh, which have not a leg to stand on in terms of Torah Shebichtav. They might as well be floating in the air. That's right, Porkim Bavir. Now, where the heck did you rabbis pick up the idea that somebody can be Mater and Neder, for God's sake? It's just, you picked a heter out of a hat. And nonetheless, here we see that this is the way we base halacha. To which Rebbe Eliezer responded, I disagree. There is certainly a lake to stand on. What is that lake to stand on? Yesh le mamash yismochu, shenema ish kiyafli, and this kiyafli is basically said twice. Because we just showed we already would have had the Kiafli without the Kiafli. Therefore, the extra Kiafli is coming to tell me two Haflaot, two times, one in the Parsha of the Naziris, and one in the Parsha of Neder / Erech, which comes to tell me there's a time for all things under the heaven. A time to be Mafli, to say what it is that you want to do to us, yourself. And a time to be Mafli and say, but I didn't mean it, and this is what I really would have done had I meant it. And therefore, it's clear that the Torah is giving you a basis for getting out of the very thing that you had gotten into, both times through a pronouncement, either similar, it means the pronouncement of the Chacham, or the pronouncement in terms of the Bakasha to the Chacham. This is what I would have said had I been normal at the time. So that's a new Kiyaf. Okay, so either we're left now with three possibilities of an additional Kiyafli. And again, when we say additional, it doesn't really say it twice. But one of the times we would have known from the Hekesh of Nazir to Neder to Erech. And then it says, Beferish Ish Kiyafli, Lindor Neder, Nazir Lahazir. It says again, Kiyafli by Naziris. And therefore we learn from it either something about Yadayim Mochichot, what it is a machloket Rishonim, how to understand the Gemara, that Yadayim Mochichot are Yadayim, or Yadayim Mochichot are not Yadayim, whatever. That's one possibility. The other possibility is we learn out a new halacha of a statement meaning in terms of the data that we have access to. It's a whole new halacha that no suffix can exist in the nature of the meaning because of a lack of data. And if it does, then ipso facto it's canceled. There's no nazirut. That's Rabbi Tarfon's halacha that we've met again and again and again in the past. And then there's the third possibility that the new kiyafli is coming to contrast a hafla'a, which gets you into a pickle, to a hafla'a, which gets you out of a pickle. From which we learn that there's a remez in the Torah to the din that we know from Torah Shabbat Peh, which is heter nedarim. And now we finally get to what Daf Samach Beis is all about. Oh, no, we're about to reach a climax, Samach Beis. It's all about... All right. Yes. Might have something to do with elephants. It does, by the way. No. Pella. Pella is something that you don't usually meet.
Meat?
Right? Yeah, well, in terms of the elephant, right? I mean, this was Sam's biggest dream, to meet a heffalump.
Okay.
But this means something that exists outside of inner space. That's the point. That's why I speak kiyafli, that's why he's learning it. If it just exists in your inner space, it doesn't really exist. So a statement has to be something that can be looked at, analyzed, and so on, right? So therefore we use it in a sense of wonder is because it's beyond me, it's outside of me. This is very central to the whole idea of Nedarim, as we just saw that. The question is, how much is a neder a construct? Because that's our whole problem. Remember, we spoke about this at the Siyam. A neder is a construct. Therefore, it's usually the antithesis of what Torah is all about. Torah doesn't allow self-created constructs. So therefore, Nedarim and Aziris is an absurdity in terms of Torah. Right? And as we pointed out there, that it's Heter Nedarim that makes Neder possible in the first place. Because you cannot, it's true you can't create an artificial construct. But since it has a Heter, it's binding enough because you're understanding as you say it that it's really a joke. That I can get out of it if I want. And it's only because of that we allow you to participate in. Otherwise, it's the equivalent of an idolatry. What are you creating new religions for? And that's why there's chait involved. Lo dayach hamash asur Torah. You're going to get now and answering it on yourself. Yeah. So that's part of the kiyafli.
It's also ma'anyan that the word pella has the same letters as the word aleph.
It also means learning. Aleph, yeah. It's the only way to learn. Very good. Okay. Now that may lead us to this year's winner of the Darwin Awards.
You mentioned the elephant.
You're thinking about it, right? Yes, indeed. You know, every year they give Darwin Awards. The Darwin Awards are given to somebody who has, thank the good Lord, taken himself out of the gene pool by doing something really stupid. So this year's Darwin Award was won by a zookeeper who was dealing with a poor, constipated elephant to whom he gave 20 doses of laxative and number of bushels of fibrous content, and then made the mistake of going around to the other end to give him an enema, and was promptly buried under 200 kilos. And died.
Alive.
Yeah, he died. All right, so much for Pella.
I thought I was going to do that.
All right. We finally got him to laugh. Great. Okay. So, anyway, now we're back on Samach Beis, which is all about our very own... We talked about before the way in which Chomer, the Neder of Nashim from Avadim, but there's also a Chomer the Avadim Mibin Hashim. There is something that is more Chomer about a Naziris of an Eved than of an Isha. And that is that the Baal of an Isha has always the option of being Mefer. So he can be Mefer Nidrei Ishto, but he cannot be Mefer Nidrei Avdo. So he can be Kofer Avdo. He can force the Eved and say, look, you know, you may think you're not going to drink wine. Well, I'm telling you, you're drinking wine. But it can't be Mefer. And if that's the case, I mean, one of the most important distinctions Tosfos is that in Naziris, if he changes his mind and he says to the Eved, eh, okay, what the heck, you know, you don't want to drink wine today, don't drink wine today. Then he loses his ability to, he would need a heter of a chacham. Okay, that's not so clear, because there's other nafkaminas as well, as we'll see. In the event that he's made for le'ishto, so then that hafara is ha, it's hefer olamit. But if he's hefer la'avdo, and of course the use of the word hefer over here is a loose usage, what it really means if he forces his eved, which is the equivalent of hefer la'avdo, so then if the eved is yotze l'cheirut, then of course he's going to have to be mashlin the nizirut. Now this is a very poor construction of a Mishnah, to use a contrast where you don't even mean the word in its original sense. But nonetheless, that's the way most of the Rishonim learn. The Rambam Kedarko has his own explanation of the Mishnah, which makes absolutely perfect sense. Hefer le'avdo means exactly what it says. If a guy was mefer, and he said mufar lecha by the Eved, then what he's actually doing is relinquishing his rights to the Eved, because he's saying, I agree that I can't be forcing you, which means I'm no longer your Adon. In that case, he was Yotze L'Cheiros. Not if he's Yotze L'Cheiros. The act of Afara to an Eved is the equivalent of giving a sock to a house elf. And he goes out free, by definition. And therefore, he would have to be Mashlim as Nizirut. That's the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnah. It's a brilliant shot in a simple case of the Mishnah. There doesn't seem to be any other basis for it. Except we'll see later on, there's questions over here of the relationship of Yotze L'Cheiros to the whole halakha of the net. Tana Rabbana. Lema Rabo Kofo. What does an Adon have the power to do to his Eved? L'nizirut. Avolo l'nedarim ula arachim. He cannot force him to be over on a neder or on an erach. That he's going to have to keep, and it's none of the Adon's business. Says the Gemara, what possible logic is there in that? Maishna gabi nozra. I mean, it's a very weird thing, because the mekor of the whole halacha that he's not included is really from the Dorim, where it says, l'asor isar al nafsho. And Le'asar Yisar al-Nafsho is Nidrei Yisr. And the al-Nafsho, we're understanding as Mishin Nafsho Knuyalo. A guy has to be the owner of his own self. Nafsho means self. An Eved lacks selfhood because somebody else is in charge. And therefore, somebody whose Nafsho is not Knuyalo, Yotze Eved, She'en Nafsho Knuyalo, right? But, I mean, you're applying that to Nizirut. I mean, it should certainly apply to the Dorim then. So, what are you saying? Yachi Afkilo Gabi Nidorim Nami. Rav Sheshet says, well, now, let's understand the case. I mean, what the Mishnah is talking about. He's got, now he's fed his Eved. Today's meal is a lovely cluster of grapes. For which the Eved says, be damned if I'm going to touch that. So now, if the Eved is Asers, he's not going to touch that. Okay, so he won't touch that. So he'll touch another cluster. But you have to be meicha that he has to eat up in his cluster. So you say to him, okay, we'll give you one more chance. Then we'll beat you up. So over there, Baha'i lo mitzar, Baha'i is mitzar, but he's lo mitzar b'achrinei. So even if he's mitzar Baha'i, he's not ushering any other grapes, but he's there for lo matzi kafile. Well, you can't force him to take dafka, this cluster of grapes, but gabe nizirut, where he's going to say, grapes? Ha! I'm a nazir! So if that's the case, he's never going to be able to eat any grapes. He's never going to be able to drink anyway. Oh, no, no, no. That's serious. I got no time for games, kiddo. You're going to be eating, and you're going to be drinking. So over there, he can be kofer because it's not in your rishus. We say to the Eved, you don't have a right to tell your other that you're not going to eat his food. And therefore, It's not Nafsha Kanila over here.
What are the mechanisms of Kaipa when he actually...
No, if it just means to be Mocher.
No, I'm asking general. When the mechanisms of Kaipa we have, the moment that he actually eats, the mass of horsemen, he eats it, he's not...
I just answered you, but you didn't even listen to what I said. It means he has to be Mocher. That's all that it means, says Tosfos. He has to say, I'm not interested in hearing from that nonsense. That's all. He doesn't have to physically be kofahim. I mean, since he has the theoretical right of defining what the guy's going to eat, in his saying, I don't like that, is sufficient. But that's called kfiya. It's the equivalent of a hafara that makes the netter not chal on him for now, at least. Yeah. Okay, so therefore it makes sense. It's logical, says Reb Sheshes. It's just logical in such a case that the netter is only a local problem, so I should be able to cancel it out. Mashenkin and Aziris is a global problem in his relationship, and therefore he should be able to cancel out. So think about what do you mean that's the case? Who says that's the case? Maybe the case is Mila Askinan, the Leke Ella Hayashko. I mean, why can't the case be that there is no other cluster of grape? The guy has one thing to feed his Eved today. He's not planning on going to Machane Yehuda for the next week. The Eved, if he's not going to eat this Eshkol, is going to be sitting around moaning and groaning about being weak and having headaches and needing to take a rest, and he needs an alert Eved to do his work. So why can't he be Mocha over there and say, no way, you're going to eat this Eshkol? You create a case. Who's to say that that's the case? And what did Lek Elahai Eshkol? The Ilo Achille Cholish, and if he doesn't eat this Eshkol, he's going to be sitting there like Richie. A lot of good in heaven like Richie's going to do you. He's just going to be sitting around with his eyes closed. So then, do we have any grapes in the fridge?
Give me a grape.
So therefore, we've got to have another explanation over here. This doesn't work very well. Ella, oh, we do. I'm going to pass it over. Ella Omar, the Bakhtir says, Abai Elam Rabaye. Let's make the case a little bit clearer. What we've got over here is some grape pits. Right, come on, I mean, how much nourishment are you going to get from a grape? It'll fill you up, but it's not going to help you really avoid that migraine that's coming on. Fiber is good, yeah. It's like drinking Metamucil, you know. So, okay, so he's got Metamucil. He's not going to get very strong from that. So he had a chartzan munach lefanav. So Gavin Adorim, when he answers himself, says, I'm not going to eat that. So then, okay, he won't eat that, but he could certainly eat food. And when it comes, however, Gavin Nozir, when he says, I'm not going to eat, I'm a Nozir from eating that. But if you're Nozir from eating that, you're a Nozir from a heck of a lot of other things as well, which certainly gets in the way of decent nutrition, which requires a nice glass of wine every day, as we know, and not to mention the clusters of grapes. So therefore, what's the big deal? So therefore, he could be kofim over there. So he's itzunami bachrino matzi kofile. So the Gemara, look, you know, breaking this down to Metamucil is not really going to make all that kind of a difference about it. I mean, after all, imagine a case in which, and there's no reason to say this isn't the case also, gabin ador mila askin adlak alahai chatzan. I mean, look, suppose the guy has no other calories to eat except the chartzan. So what are you saying? But then it's not going to affect him. It's going to affect him. You're saying, but it's not that big of an effect. I mean, we may be talking about any case. We might be talking about a case, for that matter, as Tosis points out, where the netter affected his ability to get nutrition bichlal. I mean, what are we isolating a case for where there's nothing in the Pasuk or the Mishnah to indicate that we're talking about a case? Ella, therefore, comes along now, Rava, to give a real explanation. Ella, my Rava, when you have it all backwards. Obviously, it doesn't mean this. It means lema rabo kofo, means lema rabo tzarich lichvoto. When it comes to nedarim, lesor yisar al nafsho means you don't even have to be kofa. A guy who doesn't own his own soul cannot create the constructs that usher him from anything. And therefore, he is out, man, out of the whole parsha of Nedarim. His Adon can look at him and smile, and the Neder is still not going to be Chal, because he doesn't have the power to make this kind of Nedarim. But when it comes to Nezirut, because of the Pasuk that includes V'amarta Aleihem, or we'll see another reason with it, which the Achronim discussed, what do we need another reason for? But Lagabe Nezirut, the Torah is coming to tell you, no, over there, he's included in the parsha. Now, if he's getting in the way of the Adon has to be Meicha. But he's not excluded from Mishanav Shoknuyalo. So what it meant was exactly the opposite of what you thought it meant. It wasn't talking about where you can be kofahim. It was questioning whether you even need to be kofahim. So lema rabo tzarich lichvotol nezirut, but ain't tzarich lichvotol nedarim. Ve'ain tzarich lichvotol shvuah. My time, or why now would we say that that is the case, that we would exclude him? because there's an additional point that shows us that he cannot do something that is not included at all in terms of Isser, he cannot do it all, which he can do for Nazirut. And this is the real. In other words, we're given, I think that the correct explanation, even though the Achronim offer other approaches, I think the correct explanation is very straightforward. All along we've been saying, just pay attention for 2 minutes, Rich. All along we've been saying that Neder, Nazirus, are interrelated, Lindor Neder, Nazir Lahazir, and we all along said that we need the Pasuk. We said, what do we need the Omarta by the Nazir? Because we would have said Mishanav Shakniyolo would apply to Nazirus, and therefore it wouldn't be included. We comes along, the Pasuk told me, the Omarta Elav, that he is included. Fine. Now the question is, what is the relationship between the two parashot of Nedarim? Why not go back and understand the inclusion of Eved in terms of Neder also? Is there some innate difference between the Nedarim and Nezirut that would explain why we're willing to accept different standards of inclusion for Nezirut than we are for Nedarim? Says the Gemara, there is indeed. Because by the case of Nedarim and Shvuas, which are also compared to each other, so by Shvua it says that it has to be Lahara or Lehetiv. Something that you can do in both directions. You could say, I will eat this. You could say, I won't eat this. So, lahara leitiv, there indeed, it's only going to be chal if both possibilities are open to you. We use that to exclude, for instance, if you want to do something to someone else, which you don't have a right to do. So you cannot make the neder in either direction, as we'll see in Shvuas. You can't say something about someone else because you can't be lahara lo. It's not up to you to be meiratian. Therefore, it's more inclusive to say, since I don't have it in my hands to say, I'm going to starve myself. If you're an Eved, you can't starve yourself. Somebody else has a Shibud on you that you're going to have to work for and not be tired. Fine. Therefore, it makes sense to exclude the Eved from that parsha. But when it comes to Nazirut, the Torah already told you that Nazirut does not have that limitation. Why? Because we learned out earlier that Nazirut is chal even on Yain Mitzvah ki Yain Rishus, remember? We had an extra word to teach me that if someone had made a Shvuah, I am going to drink wine. And now he makes a Nazirut, his Nazirut cancels his Chiyuvim that are Chiyuvim D'Oraita. So that means that even things that are out of your hands, they're already in the hands of God, because you already committed yourself to this, are nonetheless canceled by the Nazirut. If that's the case, it makes sense to say that the Nazirut is uninvolved in the issue of whether your Adon has rights or not. Because after all, God also has rights, and nonetheless the Nazirus cancels it. So by Nazirus, I would say that it would be chal indeed. It's only by Neder that it's not chal. That explains the difference. So it's reasonable to accept different standards for the inclusion of Nazirut than for the inclusion of the Nedarim. That's what the Gemara wants to say here. Since that is true, when it comes to the Neder, we understand Nafsho is saying, you don't have the rights to create constructs. Goodbye, sir. We don't even need to tell you I don't like that Neder. It makes no difference whether I like the Neder or not. It's like a child is not a mufa trying to make a Neder. We don't have to discuss it. It's not chal, that's all. But when it comes to Nazirut, since those limitations don't apply to Nazirut, if you want to exercise your rights of demanding nourishment for this Eved, go right ahead and do it. But if you don't, he's not excluded, Minei Ubei, from the Parsha of Nazirut. So let's see that inside. Ella is an exact, is a let's look at it the other way. Ella, my Rabbi. What it means is, Lamar Rabbo Tzarech Lichvotol in Nazirut. Vein Tzarech Lichvotol in Nedarim. Vein Tzarech Lichvotol in Shvuah, my timer. The Yomar Kro, because the Pasuk says Beferish, as the continuation of the Parsha of Nedarim, O Nefesh Kiti Shava, Lahara O Lehetiv. So therefore, that Lahara O Lehetiv tells me, Mahatavarishus, by definition, I can only be mative. But it's given in my hands to be native. It's not given in my hands always to do ra. So afara is rishus. But if I'm going to be la'ara la'achirim, such as to an adayin, then ain rishus biyado. Therefore, it makes sense to say that nafsho k'nuyalo is an operative principle when it comes to nedarim. Masha inkein, here, by nazirus, we don't have such a principle. And because of that, if he's not mocha, then nazirus is chal.
But he can be mocha.
We're only coming to address why in one he's sorech lichvotah, this is our Rav Zornigan, and one he's not even sorech lichvotah, not about whether he's able lichvotah, which was the way that originally we had assumed, and we ended up without a reasonable explanation for why that could possibly be true. Avar mikineged pangav. Now, once that Eved has run away, and he's no longer in the Rishus of the Odin, Rabbi Meir Omer lo yishteh. So Rabbi Meir says it doesn't make any difference. At this point, the fact that the Adam expressed his desire makes no difference. Lo yishteh, now he's a Nazir. Rabbi Yossi says, no. If the Adam wants him not to be a Nazir, he's not a Nazir. He continues to be Shoteh because he wasn't Mishachrer him. We said Yatzal HaChirut in the beginning of the Mishnah, on the top of the Daf. But it's certainly not if he just like walked away. So he ran away from him. So now, this seems to be saying that there's a machlokus about whether an Eved who runs away is essentially free. Because the Adon is Miyayish, which is the equivalent of Hefker. And remember that there's major questions about the relationship of the financial ownership to the dinim of avodim. The dinim of avodim are similar in many ways to the dinim of marriage. As a matter of fact, we learn out a lot of the halachas of gittin. Gittei nashim and shichurei avodim are very similar. Can you lose your ownership of an eved and that itself would make him free? Or does there need to be a get shichrur that now allows him to be free? So there's a machloket about, as we're going to see, about whether someone who just mafkir his eved and loses his rights to him, whether that eved is yotze lecherut or not. This seems to be related to that. In other words, if you hold that the running away causes a yush, which is the equivalent of a hefker, does that mean that he's no longer an eved and therefore has to keep his promise, which in this case is the zirut, or not? So therefore, says the Gemara, apparently, therefore, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Meir, which is strange, because we never saw machlokas tanoim about this issue. So lema b'deshmuel kamiflege, they're arguing about the svara of Shmuel, where Shmuel says the Omar Shmuel hamafkir avdo yatzalacherut the ein tzarich get shichrur, that the removal of the financial rights to the eved, the balut, is the equivalent of freedom, because the derivation of the iser was only from the finances. If there's no now ownership. In terms of the legalities of ownership, then there's no avdus in terms of the legalities of avdus, even though that's not a din in mammon, that's a din in iser. But here the iser is defined by the mammon, says Shmuel. And therefore over here, if the eved ran away, there seems to be a machloket, whether that yush, we're taking for granted, would be the equivalent of a hefker. And now, is he or is he not an eved? Says the Gemara, not necessarily. It could well be that the kulei alma itlu de Shmuel, if he had been mafkerit, maybe that would work, but he wasn't mafkir over here. The eved ran away. Who's to say that that's the equivalent of hefker? Okay, so what then is the issue? The issue is, what is the Adon's deep down desire? One Mandi Amar says, I'll tell you, Mandi Amar Yishteh, he should drink. Why should he drink? Because since the Adon has got Interpol looking for this eved, he wants him to be in good shape when he gets him back. Now, if he's going to be walking around practicing this religious asceticism, he's going to come back looking like a vegetarian. So he doesn't want that. He wants a nice, strong eved when he comes home. That's not really true, according to Eben Ezra, learns that the only way to be healthy is dafka, like Kalani Mishra Vazari. That it wasn't, you know, you should be dafka, not eat anything but a macrobiotic diet. But I didn't come to be lafuke from the Eben Ezra. In any event, I'm in Daniel in this story. So he says it's not a miracle. Obviously, they looked healthier than everybody else. They were on a macrobiotic diet. Anybody in India will tell you that's the only way. He actually writes this. Anybody in India will tell you that's the way to be healthy. So they were amazed because they didn't know in Bavel that you're healthier by not eating all of this garbage. See? That's a very different approach to the puzzle. So over here, the Adin wants the Eved to be healthy by making sure he drinks plenty of wine. And so therefore, the Adon's Micha'ah still stands. Mashenkin, the other man, the Omar says, hey, if he's going to be running away and going to a pub every night, I'll never find him. But suppose he's miserable. Suppose he knows that if he's not around me, he can't have anything good to drink, huh? That'll get him back quickly. Therefore, Ibadavka wants him to not be able to drink until he comes back home. So, Laman, the Omar, lo yishteh, suffer, lahavilei tzara, let him suffer. Now I don't want him to drink. Let him wait till he comes home. So that way he'll have an easier time of picking him up. He's certainly not going to pick him up if you go through the pubs every night. How many pubs can you go through? Okay, let's do our quick review.
It's all dependent on the das of the
The das of the other. Yeah.
Says the Gemara,
Ish ki yafli neder be'erkecha be'arachin lomali. Mechte. Ha'iskish arachin l'nedarim. The Omar Kra'ishki Yafli Neder Be'erkech. But Tanya Gabi Nidorim, Ish, Mata Avalomer, Ish, Ish, Rabot Adov de Kochavim, Shein Nodrin de Dorim, and Adavot be Israel. So if that's the case, why do I need the Ish, Ki Athli Be'erachim? Elahai Ish indeed is coming to tell me something else. It's Riboyle Latuye Mufla Somach Leish. Yeah, but that's only if you believe in Mufla Somach Leish. So Einich Laman Yomu Mufla Somach Leish is the Oraita. Elahaman Yomu Rabbonan Ish Ki Afli Lamali Latuye Mufla Somach Leish to Ovid Kochavim. No. That's coming according to him to include that if it's a goy where the principles of Kotan Godel are not operative, that if he knows to whose he's being neder, that it's a good neder. Well, but that's only if a goy can be neder. But we've been assuming all along a goy cannot be mari. It's einich lamandir b'nei Yisrael. The way to understand the miut of b'nei Yisrael is to tell me that b'nei Yisrael only are nerachim, whereas an akub can't be a nerach. It can't be the object of a nerach. Yochaloyu marichim tamad lomar ish. So then shaper, then everything works out great. But Laman de Armor Bnei Yisrael Ma'arichin, Vein Ovdei Kochavim Ma'arichin, and in fact we learn this way we've been learning Yochol Lo Yu Ne'arachin, and on that Talmud Lomar Ish. So what would be the point of saying an additional Ish to tell me what that if he's 12 years old he can also be Ne'arach? Even a baby can be Ne'arach. Afilu Tinok Ben Chodesh Barei Ruchehu. So then we're back to the question. Omer of Adabar Ava, that indeed is coming. Latuya Ovet Kochavim Gadol. That even though normally a Gadol, She'eno Yodei Ala Haflot, would be also a Neder, this is coming to exclude an Akum who's Eno Yodei Ala Haflot from making Nedarim. So, Ki Yafli, the cause of Rachmona Gabi Nizirut Lomali. Michte, Hayit Kush, Nizirut, and Nedarim. What do we need Kiyafli for? Kiyafli Lamali. Letuye Yadayim Sheinan Mochichot. Ditmar Yadayim Sheinan Mochichot Abai Omer Havin Yadayim. Rova Mar Lo Havin Yadayim. So Le Abai Anech, Alal Rova Maikala Meimar, or some reverse the Shitot, or some reverse the Heinicha La Rova and to Heinicha from Heinicha La Abai. But either way, we understand what's happening here. The question is whether we're being expanding the ribu or expanding the miut. So, ma'ikal amema, eloki afli mi boile leke rebi tarfain. The tanya rebi yud, I'm rebi shum rebi tarfain, in echad mehem nazir, levishaloni tandi zirut, ela la hafla'a. Sayin ichal rebi tarfain, rabbona ma'ikal amema, and mi boile leke de tanya. Heter nedor porchim ba'avir ve'ena mamashi yismochu, says the Mishnah, to which Rabbi Eliezer said here in the Braita, yeshna mamashi yismochu. What is that? Shneimar ish ki afli shtei pa'amim. Basically, the ki afli that appears in the parsha of Erechim and the parsha of Nazirus. Why does it say it twice? Echad afla le'isur ve'echad afla ala heter, to teach me that there is such a thing as heter nedorim. Chomre b'avadim ibenashim, shu mefer nidrei ishto, ve'inu mefer nidrei avdo. If he's mefer leishto, it's hafara olamit. If he's mefer leavdo, then if he's yotzu lecherot, he has to be mashlim naziruto. Or, according to the Rambam, if he uses a lotion of hafara for his eved, then that eved is yotzu lecherot, because he's indicating that he cannot be forcing him to be over. And, of course, u mashlim naziruto. So the Vav is completely consistent with the Rambam's pshat. The other way, we'd have to say, hefer la'avdo, if yatzah l'cherut mashlim naziruto, without the Vav. Tun Rabon, lema rabo kofo l'nazirut. But his odon cannot be kofo, at least that's what we think now, avalol l'darim l'arachim. Well, why would that be? Mashlim gabi nazir, I mean, so we're learning it out from the fact that it says l'gabi nadarim, the Yomer Achmana le'sori sor al nafsho, b'mish nafsho knuyalo yotzevich nafsho knuyalo. But that's said by Nedarim. So Yochi afilu gabi Nedarim. Why would we apply it only to Nazirut? Amar Rav Sheshet, well, Achmai eskinan kagon shaya eshkol shel anavim unach lefanav. So gabi Nedarim dechim mitzvah b'aylo mitzvah b'achrinei. So what's the big deal? He could bring him another cluster of grapes. So why should he be able to be kofin? Lo matzikofile, mashen came by nezirut. Where once he asers it, he's aser on everything. So then the other could say, excuse me, sir, you know, I can't afford to start drinking your cup. I have to have you eating and working, and that's what I have to feed you. So then matzikofile, says the Gemara, that, what, does that make sense to create an artificial case? I mean, gami nadarmi la askinat, the leka la hayeshkol, and what are you going to do if this is all he has to eat? The loachile cholik, so why does it say the other can't force him? You're certainly not going to make the statement be dependent on a particular local circumstances. Elam rabaye kagon shayachar tsan munach lefanam. So gami nadarim ba'ayu demitzu lo matzi mekafile. I'm a big deal, he won't eat a chartzan, who cares? But by a nazir, if he asers the chatzan, he's going to become aser in all elements of nazirut. So he's aser b'achrini too. So over there, matzikafila. Same objection I had before. So gabi nedarim milo askin edolakal alai chatzan. Besides which, who's to say it's talking about a chatzan? Maybe it's talking about a steak and see what he needs in order to be strong enough to work. Dilochale chalish. That can't be the approach. Elam arava. It means something entirely different from what you thought. Lemarabo kofo doesn't mean lemarabo able to be kofo. It means lemarabo tzarit lichvoto. I only need to force you to be over lenezirut. I don't even need to force you to be over for neder because it's bechlal, not even going to be chal. Eno tzarit lichvoto deshvuah for the same reason. And why do we have a right to accept different standards for neder and shvuah than we do for the nezirut? My time up. The Omar Krola Hara Oleitev Mahatava Rishut Afara Arishut Yatzala Rala Akirim She'en Arishut Biyado. Masha'inke, when it comes to nezirut, we know that you can do things even that you don't have rishus for. For instance, you could be Mavata Lachiev that you have to need to drink. So you won't keep the four kosot, and you won't keep Kiddush on Shabbos, and you won't even keep a diorita, where you yourself made a shvua that you are going to be drinking. Nonetheless, the neder is chal, the nezirus is chal. Therefore, I would say, it's not included in the exclusion of nafsho, but nonetheless, Adon still maintains the rights over you, so it can be called for you to eat, but there's nothing you can do about it. But you'll still have to be mashal in the nezirut when you are able to do your nezirut. Avar mikinegdo, mikineget panav, by running away. So Rabbi Meir omer lo yishter, Rabbi Yosef omer yishter. So, what, they're arguing in Shmuel? Leima b'de Shmuel, kamiflegit, the omer Shmuel amafkir avdo yatzala chirut vein tzorich get shichrur. So what it would turn out, according to this, is Rabbi Meir holds of Shmuel, and therefore there's no adain, and therefore he now is a nazir. And so lo yishter. Whereas Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold of Shmuel, and therefore he's still an Eved, and therefore Yishteh, because the Adon said that he doesn't want him to be a Nazir. So maybe Rabbi Yossi led to Shmuel. We're not talking about over here an assumption that if he ran away, the Bailam is Miyayish, therefore Mafkir him. It could be Kuleyama Itle to Shmuel. Had the Adon actually been Mafkir him, maybe indeed he would no longer be an Eved. Elamand Yomer Yishteh. That's because sof ma'adar adar v'atigabe. He figures, look, I'm going to get him back one of these days. I want him to be in good shape. So lishtei chamek yechadol likhush. I want him to be drinking now. L'man diomer lo yishte sovar. On the contrary, the other figures, la'avi leitzara. Let him suffer. And that way, yechadol atigabe, he'll come back to me where he has good conditions. And then he'll see it wasn't worthwhile running away. They don't even let you into a pub.